Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How about growing up, eh?
Howard Simon.
Ugh.
Jeremy White.
Whee!
On WGR.
High five and slapping butts.
Sports Radio 550.
Hey, we're still taking your calls on the Bills and our football discussions. 803-0550 for that. But... you know, as Jeremy mentioned, we had Don Granato on earlier. It's in on-demand audio. We're also going to be talking some Sabres hockey right now with the GM of the Sabres, Kevin Adams, with us on the West Her Hotline. And before we welcome Kevin in, I have to do some business. And if I would have remembered, it would have been nicer. Kevin's segment is brought to you by Rachel's Mediterranean Grill, official partner of the Buffalo Sabres, and by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. Kevin, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. How you doing?
Jeremy, how are you guys? I'm doing fine.
Doing well. Thank you. Thank you. So I think you know where the first question is going, but good news. I have non-Eichel questions on my list to get to with you, just so you know.
All right. Well, whatever you got for me, fire away.
So there was a recent report on the Eichel front, Kevin. There was a recent report that the medical information has been given to interested teams. I don't know if you could confirm that or not. But would this mean that maybe a resolution is coming shortly in this situation?
Yeah, I think it's well, it's hard to say in the timeline on any of this. But what I will say is clarity is always helpful. And, as you know, we went through the summer having conversations daily. I mean, the entire summer, multiple conversations a day, just with teams trying to get updates and understand what was going on. And I've said from day one, publicly and to other teams, that we're willing to do anything to move our franchise forward. So those conversations at different times heat up based on just pressure points, as you guys know. But as we've recently had Jack made an agent change to Pat Brisson, who's very, very good at what he does, very well respected. I have a really strong relationship with Pat. And, part of over the last couple of weeks is a lot of teams just trying to understand exactly what's going on from the medical side. So that clarity, I think, has helped. And now it's having those conversations. The hockey has to work out. You know, it has to make sense for us to do something to further our franchise and move the needle. And obviously we don't feel so far that we've been in a position to do that, but we'll continue to work at it.
With the medical info, Kevin, the agent's switch was a part of this story as well. But with the medical information, why wouldn't it have been released months ago? I mean, to do anything to possibly speed up the process, let the other teams look at all the medical reports, let their guys decide what they think is the best surgery. Could this have been done months ago to avoid what has really dragged on here?
Well, I think it depends. How you look at it, Howard, in terms of it's probably not best practice to just open up medical information at will, on players. So what I said to every team I talked to, which was the entire league, is I will share all the medical information. Doctors can speak to our doctors, trainers to trainers. Everything would be transparent, open, and honest. But we need to make sure we have potential framework of a deal in place. And so there's never been a lack of sharing information. It's just, when do you do that? So some of it lately has been helpful, I think, just because of where Jack's at and the amount of appointments he's had and doctors he's seen. But that's kind of, I guess, the best answer I can give you to the question.
So that was the decision. That's the organization holds the power to allow other teams to see that. It's not something Jack's agent could just do on his own.
Well, we haven't given information out in terms of, you know, what our doctors and all the, you know, the information that, you know, he's gone over and over again with different MRIs. But, you know, if he's doing things, seeing specialists on his own or going around and, you know, having extra opinions, you know, some of that has been shared. So that's how we've approached it. But as I said, I've told every team all along, you will get every ounce of information, you know, that you're asked for if and when there was a trade to make.
How difficult – I don't want you to, like, obviously trade on the air. That's what I'm trying to ask. But it's a player, obviously, that a lot of teams would want. It's a player that you would want to get value for. There's also the salary cap. And sometimes, you know, a player that is under contract and signed can be moved because of that security. Other times, it's a bigger piece to try and fit in from a salary cap standpoint. So has that been a bit of a roadblock? Because – you guys might have to get creative in taking salary back, and there's also the report about conditionals, like maybe conditions in the trade. So, I don't know. Has it been as complex of a potential trade as you could probably imagine?
Yeah, I'd say that's a fair way to say it, Jeremy. I do think that this is extremely complex. Let's just take a player of this level. I mean, you know, when Jack Eichel is at the top of his game, he's one of the top players in the world. He's a young franchise center, which are extremely rare. So let's just start with that. These type of deals do not happen very often. You can't just look back and say, oh, there's some things you can look up and say, oh, that makes sense. It's challenging. But then you add other parts to this, and you mentioned salary, you know, health, all of that comes into play. So and then there's what do we need to do as an organization to be willing to do something? What do we need to get back to be comfortable? And I've said all along, we have to get value. And, you know, I'm sure you guys talk about it or fans talk about it, but if we don't get value and what we feel and it would be the correct return to move our franchise forward, then why would we do that?
The other thing I guess I wonder, Kevin, you know, we've talked about this on the air, and I mean, I don't want to back away from this because I'd be interested to hear your thought on it, which is, you know, what you're talking about is also a person and a person's health and their right to their decision on their own surgery. Don Granato said it last time you guys both spoke at maybe the start of the season, start of training camp, that he felt compassion for Jack and for the situation and how it's delicate. I think everybody that's been kind of keeping an eye on this understands that it's delicate, understands the Sabres' rights via the CBA. But also, I mean, I think there are plenty of fans that have feeling about a player going through this. He does have a career. He has a life after this. And to allow him to get the surgery that he wants, I mean, that to me seems like the right thing to do, understanding that there still are obviously a lot of things at work there. So, like, what's your response to a fan that would say it feels like the right thing is for him to make his decision?
Well, I think, you know, you're lumping a few different things into one point you're making, which I understand, but I think the most important and critical thing that I think about is what our doctors say. You know, they're the experts. They are some of the best doctors. Dr. Cappuccino is world-renowned in doing, you know, ADR-type surgeries and stuff, that he's been a pioneer. So this is someone that we feel really good about, and he's advising us and he's advising Jack. So understand your point, but I think, you know, for us, what we look at is what are our doctors telling us? What do they feel the best interest of, you know, Jack Eichel, the person first, the hockey player second, and, you know, then we're taking their lead and listening to them. And that's what I need to do in my role, is taking all the information, trust our medical staff, and then make the best decisions we can moving forward.
We're with Kevin Adams, Sabres GM. They open the season Thursday against Montreal. Kevin, to the team you have assembled outside the organization, there's not much expected from this group. You as the GM, what are you expecting from this team?
Well, you know, it's a... it's a team that we feel that we need to be able to be playing with energy, competing. I like the way that Donnie teaches in terms of puck pursuit and playing fast. And, you know, I just felt during last year, before the coaching change, we were just on our heels a lot. We were playing back where we want to be more of an attack team, using speed, all those types of things. So, you know, I think part of it is with our group is judging on our players getting better, our young players being put in positions where they're learning, they're growing. You know, we have a vision for what we need to do here. You know, we have an overall vision, which is, you know, we need to make sure we're drafting well, we're developing our players, we're retaining our own players that we identify will be part of the core. You know, as we looked at the end of last season, we looked at, okay, how do we, what's the short-term, you know, kind of medium and long-term goals for us? You know, the short-term right away was we needed to accumulate assets. We needed to rebuild our pipeline. And then we needed to stay disciplined with our roster and how we were constructing it and making sure that we were doing the right things, you know, with the long-term in mind of how we're going to move forward. And, you know, now we're stepping into, we need to make sure we identify and develop that core that I talk about. We're looking for players that have character, that compete, that have that kind of, you know, growth mindset where they're going to truly work to get better every day, and then they're going to buy into what we're doing and that want to be here. You know, that's a really important part, which will then ultimately set us up for the longer term success, which is, you know, being sustainably good on and off the ice for years to come. So it's a lot of work. I know where we're at right now, but we believe in the pieces and some of the younger players that we're going to work towards developing. And obviously, knowing, saying all that, it's never a straight line up. You know, it's not easy in this league, especially young ages. And we certainly have a lot of young kids here, but also not yet on our team that are coming.
One of the young kids here, of course, is Rasmus Dahlin. And you know, it's year four. Do you need to see a big jump from him this season? Because he's young by age, but he's not young by necessarily NHL games played. And it's year four. What does he need to show you?
Yeah, I think I remember talking years ago to Denny Potvin, who was doing TV in Florida when I was playing there, and you know, he mentioned to me that, especially as a defenseman, he thought it takes 200-300 games to get guys comfortable in this league. And so you brought up a really good point. There's one thing about age, because Rasmus is still a very young guy, you know. But now he has been in the league for a little while. He's starting to build up those games played and get those experiences. So, you know, Rasmus's gifts are world-class. You know, the things that he can do with the puck all our fans see it, and we see it every day in practice and in games. So we want to have him continue to play the way he needs to play to have success and make the plays with the puck that he does. And then it's just rounding out your overall game in terms of, you know, him being solid defensively, him being relied on in all situations, taking that next step in his career where, you know, hopefully he gets to a point where he's killing penalties, he's playing in every situation. And that's just, again, you can't rush that. You want to make sure you're putting a guy in a position to succeed. But, now that he's signed, he's excited to be here, he's hungry, he's come back, I feel like he's had a really good offseason, and now it's time for him to go.
One of the other young guys is Casey Mittelstadt, and I think he was one of a number of younger players who certainly got better after the coaching change and, you know, maybe made you feel good about where they're heading in terms of their development process. It's one thing to do that. It's another to say, okay, you're the top center. What can you do to help Mittelstadt, who's still trying to develop a consistency at the NHL level, while also knowing he's going to shoulder those big responsibilities that come with being on that line in that spot?
Yeah, it's a balancing act. You know, you're absolutely right. There's two ways to look at it. If you box a guy out and he's not getting those opportunities and getting those reps in the power play and feeling what it feels like to be out there with a minute to go, whether you're up or down a goal, taking a big face off, now they're losing some of that. Now on the flip side is if they, you know, aren't ready for that, you know, how are they going to do longer term? So you're always balancing that. But, you know, for me, Casey took a big step last year in terms of his maturity, competitiveness, and he's extremely competitive kid who now, you know, he's not looking around anymore, waiting, looking for someone else to lead, or, you know, our locker room now is focused, and they're out there just excited to go take advantage of an opportunity. And I think that's powerful. So, you know, it's balancing. You certainly don't want to overwhelm guys or put, you know, the weight of the world or have them feel like there's too much pressure on them. For me, the message is just get better. Just get better every day. Keep working. Do the right things, and you know, you'll be in a position where your game will take off.
We're wrapping up our conversation with Kevin Adams on the Wester Hotline. You know, you mentioned the pieces, to develop and build. Some of them are here. Some of them aren't here. I haven't seen the Michigan games, but from what I can tell on Twitter, sounds like Owen Power's off to a good start. I don't know if there is a Michigan Wolverines per game subscription that you have, but have you had a chance to watch even on TV, Kevin, anything of Power so far this season at Michigan? If so, what are you seeing?
Yeah, I'm paying close attention. I promise you that. and I will be there as well at different points, whether it's for some of his home games. I'm going here in a couple weeks, or I'll catch him on the road. So I will be, I'll definitely know the Michigan hockey team by the end of the season, because I'll be watching a lot. But, you know, Owen had a tremendous first weekend. They have an exciting team. I talk about a player who's being put in all situations, you know, big minutes, continuing to grow and learn. And we knew that when we drafted him, and we're comfortable with that. I think Owen is extremely mature. He knows that there were certain things that he wanted to get better at, and this is an opportunity to do that. But, you know, we're excited about, as I said, we needed to build up the pipeline. You know, we had a lot of draft picks in this past draft, and that wasn't by accident. We need to kind of build that up. We need to develop these kids. You know, some of them are maybe there's going to be a few years away, but we see upside in these guys, and we have to continue to be open to that timeline of when they come, and that's exciting. And, you know, for me this year, honestly, it's exciting because last year was so intense with being in the bubble and really not being able to go outside of our own kind of, you know, Sabres bubble, where this year I can do a lot more of that. I can go scouting, go watch our players. I can go around the world and see whether it's, you know, scouting for the amateur or watching your own players, and I'm looking forward to that.
Kevin, the last guy I want to ask you about is Paterka. It sounded like he had a good camp, made a pretty good push, just went to Rochester. What are the chances he's back this season at some point with the big club? And I guess what would lead you to believe he would be ready to help contribute if he can this season in the NHL?
Well, I guess I don't want to say it that he was the surprise of camp, because we had really, really liked this player when we drafted him, really excited about this player based on last season and him coming into camp. But he was tremendous from day one of rookie camp right through our last exhibition game. And what we saw as a staff and coaches and management was everything that we're looking for and what we're building here in Buffalo: competitive, good speed, good puck battles, can make plays. Really good teammate, can shoot the puck. He really is an exciting player for us moving forward. And, you know, we certainly had internal discussions about what's best for him. You know, we really went down to the last day there. What is ultimately best for him in his development, that he can be the best player, not just today, but down the road? And we just felt that, you know, let's put him in Rochester. There's a lot that he can learn today. He can play a lot of minutes. Seth, Michael Pecco, Weber, these are great coaches. He'll learn from them, and he's also going to have some really quality teammates down there, and some of the young guys that, you know, like a Jack Quinn and UPL, and these guys that are similar age, that they can build relationships off the ice as well. And I think that's very powerful. But we're excited about him. We think this kid's going to be a really good player for us for a long time, and we'll see where it goes this year. We're open to anything. We're not going to rush him. But we'll just do what we think is best for him long term.
So tonight you've got the Lightning raising the cup and Seattle's first game. Which one are you in on? I mean, you can watch them both, I guess.
I'm in on both. You know, I have to say that, when the banner goes up and there's just, you know, there's some magic about that. And it does feel like, okay, it's a new season when you see that opening night. But, you know, I was fortunate in my career. I played in Columbus the expansion year, and there's a lot of energy around that and excitement, and I think it's amazing for the league to be welcoming another franchise. So I'll be watching both. I don't sleep much these days. I'm kind of used to going on a few hours sleep. So I'll be watching, and we're excited. And I guess the last thing I would say is, you know, we know as an organization that we have to earn the respect from everyone. That's the message to the players from day one, from me and the coaching staff, is it's about earning it. It's about earning the respect of the fans. We know that we need to connect this community to our team. We know we have to do everything in our power to do the right thing on and off the ice. And it's not an expectation from us that fans just, they come and they love this team. We have to earn that, and that'll be something we'll work towards every day.
Well, good luck this season, and thanks for coming on with us this morning, and thank you for not saying when you see the banner go up, you think back to Carolina. I really thought that's where you were going, and, you know, you've only flashed the ring in front of us once, so thank you for not doing that.
Yeah, it crossed my mind, and then I left because I know you get
to get it. No, we've gotten over it, Kevin. It really, it's not, okay, maybe not. There's no statute of limitations when it comes to sports grudges.
Fair enough.
Yeah, well, have a good season.
All right, take care. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.